My name is Raphael from Life Growth Designs, and I want to take you from surviving to thriving. Welcome to the very first episode of Life Growth Designs podcast. I'm a life coach that has helped many, many people find fulfillment in their lives, helped many people find their wildest dreams and achieve them, all the while feeling their deepest connection. In this first episode, we're going to discuss the times in the corona crisis. We're just now in the beginning of April, and we don't know what's ahead of us, but we know that we don't have to sit like a deer with our eyes in the headlights, and we can take control of our lives. The beginning of this podcast is about a month into the corona crisis, as I've been calling it. And we're going to talk about what's important for any time of your life, not just in such a crisis, about what freedom is, right? To be free of relying on your outer circumstances to thrive, right? We could sit here on our couches like a deer in the headlights and waiting to see what happens, waiting to see if we can finally start living our lives. Or we can empty all of these thoughts we have about what could happen, because we're very bad predictors of the future, and ask ourselves what we should do now. That we could free ourselves from the fear to take action. And I don't mean panicked action. I don't mean taking over and conquering your life and taking over your thoughts and pushing beyond all adversity. We haven't reached that part. We're not in a war zone. But there's so much potential here to open up your creative forces, to take action, to move your life forward in a way that you would at any time. You know, I don't know about you, but I love to watch movies about famous people who have done amazing things. And I'm always amazed to see that the process is similar, right? That some kind of breath of inspiration or bolt of lightning causes somebody to know where they need to move, where they need to go. And then the tenacity, the strength, the courage, all of those things are needed, but there's not a question. So a lot of the things we're going to talk about here are how to find that place, right? We're all kind of waiting for that lightning to hit us so strong that we too would, in the face of adversity and in the face of all the challenges that we hit day to day, we hit them anyway, by the way, whether we're moving towards something great or not, we're challenged every day, and that we would actually take control of our lives to make it happen. The problem is we're too busy trying to take control with our thinking, which is our thinking, our ideas that we sit down and think about are so much less, or the ideas that we think we need to do in order to reach a certain status, to earn a certain amount of money. All of these things, they just are so insignificant. They're so small, and they bring us down the wrong roads. They bring us down roads that cause us to fail inevitably because of the source. So we're going to talk about the source that we can create from. Now, what am I talking about? Now, some people call it God, right? They pray to God, and then the source comes to them, and they're spoken to by God. Other people talk about the mind, the universal mind, that we're all connected, and that there's some great force out there. For me, they're the same thing. Some people talk about it comes up from your subconscious, right? And you know, we know the thing I'm talking about, I hope. You know, the thing, the idea, the million-dollar idea that hits the person while they're in the shower or on a long drive. The thing, or meditating. But you don't need to be meditating in order to have that happen. Um, So I'm going to begin in that place that I know so many people are experiencing right now at this stage in the corona crisis. We don't know what's going to happen with our health, with our dollars, with the economy. The state of the world could change completely right now. And we're all painfully aware of it. Just about every one of my clients has been hit financially, or and I mean severely financially, losing their jobs as the big example. And some don't have any time anymore because of their children being at home, or that they're a healthcare professional, or even that they work at a grocery store. I don't have any clients currently that work at a grocery store, but I do know that they're also working very hard because when somebody has symptoms, they can't go to work. So their personnel, their staff is very down. Yeah, so I would just like to encourage you all. I'd like to encourage you all to see this moment, like every other moment in life, as an opportunity. I'm not gonna, you know, be part of this movement that's saying, oh, you know, coronavirus is such a wonderful thing for the world. And I've heard this is, you know, a high vibration that's happening. It's a cleansing of the earth. Yeah, in some ways it is a cleansing, but, you know, a hurricane is a cleansing too, and it can bring with it a lot of destruction. There's a lot of destruction happening in the world right now. There are a lot of people dying, and our economic system is being tested in a way that I probably haven't seen in my lifetime. I don't want to pretend that there isn't suffering. I don't want to pretend that this is a great thing. And nevertheless, whatever is happening to you in this part of your life right now, whether this is still the time of the coronavirus or your life is returned to a regular everyday life, this moment is an opportunity, and every moment is an opportunity to experience the best version of yourself. I'm sure you've had something happen in your life that was on one side detrimental and another side an opportunity to open something new up. And really that's how it works. Like when we're stuck in a pattern of thought, it's first when that pattern of thought breaks that we can have a new idea. If our life is in a rut, if our life is just sort of moving along and we fall asleep, you know, something big can happen. It can be a horrible thing that happens or a wonderful thing that happens. But it takes something to interrupt the pattern. And like I said, sometimes those things can seem horrible. You know, it could be losing a job. It could be, you know, when I was almost 18 years old, I was online to join the army. I had already signed up. I was waiting to go off to boot camp. I was fulfilling what at that time was my dream. And I fell off a cliff. I had a rock climbing accident, which is a complete miracle that I survived. I crushed my skull in, ripped my kidney, burst my lung, burst my spleen, broke ribs. I mean, the side of my head had a huge dent in it and it was bleeding profusely when they came to the scene. Nobody thought I would ever survive it. And I would say, you know, I was suffering a lot. But once I was out of the intensive care of it, I was one of the strongest versions of myself that I've ever experienced. My dream to join the army was destroyed. I could no longer join the army with the head injury that I had suffered. I even tried later on, but all of those options were closed. And I can also tell you that it was a good thing, right? The motivation I had to join the army was all about me becoming what looked like a better version of myself, what I thought I needed to be good, and really the best version of myself knows that I am perfect the way I am. So I'm sharing that story with you because you could be having a lot of suffering right now or not.
You could be in the virtual fishbowl, wondering what's going to happen next, sitting on your couch, checking your funds, buying stocks in the stock market, as I know some people are doing right now. You could be seeing this already as an opportunity in some ways to reprioritize your life, to ask yourself what's most important. Because guess what? The type of car you drive doesn't seem as important right now. There are things that you have been giving all your energy to, like your job, for example, and now you're at home with your family and see the importance of that. Maybe you're fighting with your family right now and having a really hard time, and you see you haven't been putting the effort and energy and thought and heart into your family life. Whatever it is, this is an opportunity. Whatever's going on for you right now, this is an opportunity. And this is not just something for crisis. This is the way of life. So I would like with this podcast to encourage you, to implore you, to take a moment to give space to what it is you want to create. I like to start with, wouldn't it be cool if? Wouldn't it be cool if this is the time I start an online business? Wouldn't it be cool if I sold my house and traveled the world after this was over? Wouldn't it be cool if is a great way to start. And maybe, a lot of people are holding off on their big dreams right now because they don't know what the face of the world is going to look like. So I'm not talking about picking a goal like traveling the world and sticking to that goal when there's no traveling for the next year and a half. But start with some wouldn't be cool ifs. Start with some things that you would like to create in your life. Or if that's too big, like sit on the couch and stop doing all the things you should be doing right now to take the moment to ask yourself what you want to be doing right now. For me, it was carving. I actually, when I was learning to become a teacher, I also was becoming an art teacher. I did a lot of wood carving in my teacher's training. I probably spent as much time in the shop or more. I probably spent more time in the shop than I did in classes, in other classes. In fact, I'm sure I did. And so it was a huge part of my training. And I learned so much about life through the carving. That's maybe a story for another time. I haven't been carving in so many years. Sometimes I've picked up a little piece of wood and done some of the carving. And I've got a couple of those pieces of wood in front of me now that I've been just trying to get an hour here or there to just run my blade across for no other reason than to experience the joy I feel doing it. And I haven't made time for that. I've been so busy doing what I should be doing, what I think I should be doing to be some great person, some great individual. In fact, I've been holding off this podcast because of all of the other strategies I should be implementing to build my business. But really, I've been wanting to speak into this microphone, to share my thoughts to somebody that they might help. I spend hours and hours, I invest hours and hours and hours listening to great thought leaders in order to improve my life, to live thrivingly, to finally understand that what it is I've been seeking all along lives within me and to move from that place. And I would like to share that process with you. I would like to share these things with you. I would like more people to feel the peace that I'm feeling more and more of, despite whatever challenges come in front of me. And I'm not feeling that always yet. I haven't become enlightened. I haven't evaporated into a beam of light and ascended to the heavens. I am human, and I have big problems. Like maybe you, in a quiet moment, when you're not trying to show the world you've figured it all out, you feel the same way. And that humanness is a beautiful thing. That is my path. That is what I'm here to do, is to be human and to learn about that. And so my fumbles, my mishaps, my quirks, they're what make this experience beautiful, as long as I can be open to that, as long as I stop working at perfection and working at being more than human. I can be okay with my human, messed up, insecure, striving, struggling self. I can be okay with that. And I want to join a journey with you if that's what you want to. So many people, I, as a coach, I have so many people coming to me wanting to do the things that they didn't want to do, right? They hate exercise, but they go to a coach so they'll exercise, so they'll push their ways through it, right? As one example. And I'm here to tell you that those things that you should be doing, you shouldn't be. The funny thing is, like, once you're okay with yourself, you might start exercising. But the very act of forcing yourself to do something you don't want to be doing is causing you suffering. In fact, everything you think you should be doing that is different from where you were standing right now, all of my suffering can be narrowed down to the simple fact that I am thinking I should be somewhere else than I am. This is not another podcast about just mindfulness or meditation. And yet there are strange similarities, right? I'm not here to practice mindfulness, to practice meditation, because I think it's a very different thing when we feel connected to the source, when we feel connected to ourselves, to love, to peace. When all of those things happen, we have less thoughts. We come to peace. But I don't believe that sitting there trying to come to peace is the same thing. I think that the understanding that we'll be talking about can bring us there. And I've had those things happen, while meditating. I've had those things happen, strangely, a lot lately, doing breathing exercise, Wim Hof breathing. Maybe we'll talk about that at another time. I've had these experiences of no thought, of just being, that are just so incredibly profound. But it's not something I strove for. It's not something that I was after. It is something that occurred. And isn't that how it should be? Isn't that how we always hear that this place of satisfaction is not, like, there's nothing we can do to get there. Like, how can that be, right? I'm here to encourage you to listen to this podcast. I will be recommending some other great thought leaders that I spend many hours listening to. I ask you to entertain the idea that wherever you are right now, whatever you're experiencing, is exactly where you should be. That is perfect, even if there's suffering involved. And to ask yourself, what is next? Not what you should be doing. Not what is next in order to create, you know, to become a better human being that you are than you are now, but that you are a perfect person. You're a perfect being. You're so perfect the way you are now. And what is it you want to do next? Follow that feeling. Follow that feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment. If you're not feeling it now, wait. Don't do anything else. Don't rack your brain for it. Don't brainstorm. Don't try to figure it out. Go about your day. Don't do anything you don't want to do. And ask yourself what it is you want to be doing. And there's no right answer. You know, maybe you think, oh, I should be spending time with my family right now. But maybe you've spent enough time with your family, and what you really want to be doing is sitting down and looking at how to build your next business. Maybe you've been only working, and you really want to spend time with the family, going for a walk in the beautiful sunshine. That's what you should be doing. Because that very source, the source that's telling you to stop, the source that's telling you to relax, is the same source that will take action with you, that will bring you to your most inspired ideas, to your most inspired, most skillful work. It's the same source. And when we push through that with our shoulds, when we push through that, we are left to our, we are left alone in the world. And that place, the things that we desire, they're not from a place of loneliness. They're a place with connection, interconnectedness with everything that is. Okay, well, please email me with any questions you have, with any subjects you'd like to talk about. You could email me with what you're going through right now to see how I could help you, because that's what I do for a living. I help people move from that place of surviving, right, and getting through the day and thriving and feeling a sense of fulfillment in everything they do throughout the day. That's my goal. I want to experience that. That's my striving in life, is to be happy and fulfilled, not to have money. Now, I might think I want money in order to feel fulfilled, but really, I want to feel fulfilled, and that's why I think I might need a better car or a better house, or if I'm single, I need a girlfriend. All of these things that people come to me, the dreams that they come to me with, that we work on together, it's all coming from a place of, when I have that, I'll be happy. And what I do with people is show them that that happiness lives within them already. It's innate. You were born with it. And we will work. I will point towards that. I will work with you to remember that place. I will work with you to remove the thoughts that are holding you from experiencing that place within you. And from that place, we move forward. We don't run towards happiness. We move from it. We don't accomplish something in order to feel fulfilled. We move from fulfillment to accomplish our greatest feats. So with that, I leave you. Until next time, I appreciate you all for listening to my podcast, and help me to improve it. Help me to know what it is you could use right now. Take care.